And of course, the women of Galway United are on a little bit of a roller coaster. But no league action from this weekend as they switch to the Avenir All-Ireland Cup. Of course, they are the holders of that title. Got their campaign off to a winning 2-0 start away against Sligo Rovers. And tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. in MDC Park, they host Glentoran. The Northern Ireland side lost by 5-2 against Athlone in their first outing. However, they're a side with the number of players that feature on the Northern Ireland senior international women's team. So there will be a certain quality about them. It remains to be seen what Phil Thrill will do for his starting 11 from a Galway United point of view. Certainly he made a number of changes the last time they played in this competition, but hopefully they can continue on their winning ways tomorrow. As I said, form certainly has been good. Switching to the local league action, the Western High Supplies Premier League. Oh, the trilogy of Murphy United and Salt Hill Devon continue as they're meeting for the third week in third time in successive weeks. Of course, 2 weeks ago, Salt Hill Devon defeated Murphy by 2-1 in the league. Last weekend, they drew 2-2 in the Connacht Junior Cup, with the Devon winning the sudden death penalty shootout. But tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in Fahy's Field, they meet head to head in another league encounter. Devon, of course, top of the table, unbeaten all season, trying to preserve that top spot. Murphy United sixth on the table. They mightn't have a lot to play for in terms of positioning, but you can't question Murphy United's ability or want to win games. Certainly they indicated that in the last couple of games. That remains seeing how that game will go. Second place, Athenry. Well, they're at home against Hibernians. That's at 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Athenry won the last encounter by 3-1 when they last met. Hibs, very disappointing last weekend against Moyne Villa, and a little bit flat at the moment. Certainly, Athenry will be looking to maintain their challenges. They're a point behind Salt Hill Devon, but have played a game more. For Comastown, at home at 2 o'clock against Mary Orton Moore unbeaten in their last 8 league games. For Comastown, well, it's been a difficult season. 10th in the table, just one win all season. If they're to give themselves any hope, they need to pick up a win somewhere soon. The same could be said for Renmore. They're looking over their shoulder. They're 8th in the table, but just below them are Loughrea, and below that are St Bernard. So if any of those teams were to win, well then Renmore could be in trouble. They're playing Calga at 2 o'clock in West Park tomorrow afternoon. The remaining Premier League game takes place on Sunday morning, and that's out in Abbeynock Moines. The meeting of St Bernard's and Loughrea, again, it's a huge game for both teams. St Bernard's are in the second relegation spot on 6 points. Loughrea are 2 points ahead of them. St Bernard's have just 2 games left, so they're certainly running out of games. The Bernard's did well last time. They drew with Salt Hill Devon, and when the sides met in January, that finished 1-1 as well. Just a result from midweek, game that was played there, Murphy United were 5-4 winners over Hibernians in that contest. Switching to the Championship, and well, certainly from a winning point of view, it certainly almost looks done and dusted as the University of Galway continue to stride away at the top of the table. They were 2-0 away winners over Carb Celtic in midweek. Tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in Dangan, they play a Dynamo Blues side who are on a losing streak, 5 losses in succession for the Tuam side. West United, well, they could only draw with Carb Rangers last night, and that certainly was a big drop point in their last 2 games. They're playing West Coast United, who are the bottom team. That's on Sunday morning in South Park. Certainly West can't afford to drop any points, because as it stands, they are now 2 points behind Moyne Villa. Both of them have to play the same number of games. Villa are not in action this weekend. Another game on Sunday morning sees the meeting of Carb Celtic and Carb Rangers. And another game that was played last night in midweek, Knocknacarra defeated Dunmore Blues by 2-1. In Division 1, 2 huge games. In the lower region of the table, of course, the title is done and dusted with Cropwell champions and McDarrah promoted. But at the lower end of the table, well, of course, Merlin Woods also are relegated. But second from bottom are Bohemians. They're on 18 points. They have one game left, and they're at home to Merlin Woods. Well, it's actually in fixture that's reversed. It's out in Dwyisca at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. Bose will be looking to win that after their impressive 4-2 win against Cosharriga last weekend. But they need to win. But above them, there's no guarantee from anybody. Craigmore, Clare, Galway are playing Cosharriga. That's out in Craigmore at 2 o'clock tomorrow. They are also on 18 points, but they have 2 games left. St. Pat's are on 19 points. East Galway United finished their campaign some time ago on 20 points, and they certainly look safe. But there's no guarantee that they're even safe now. We'll have to remain to be seen. And also a big game in Division 2. Because, of course, Athenry-B are already confirmed as promoter. They finished their campaign on 46 points. But the meeting of Kalga-B and Kiltala in Kalga on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock will see who goes up as runners-up. Both of them are on 43 points. A draw would require a playoff between them to see who joins Athenry, whereas a win for one team or the other would ensure a playoff for the Division 2 title, all to be played for in that particular division. There are certainly ladies' playoffs in the Championship and in the Premier League, and in the Ladies' Premier League, Corrib Celtic play Athenry, Salted Devon play in Achnacara, and in the Championship is Kalga versus Dunmore, Mary Oranmore versus Moinvilla, all those games taking place on Sunday. And of course, for the Go United Academy teams, both the men and women, they're also in action over the weekend.